Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we are back.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, we got two episodes in a row in
Boom.
2 weeks.
I think.
We're gonna roll tonight, Daddy.
I should have said, and we're back after what happened at the end of last episode.
Oh, you missed your opportunity. See, there you go.
I don't
We
know.
are
I could
here
probably edit it and do
tonight.
it now.
Yeah, that's true.
I
You do
won't do
take care of the editing and everything. So yeah,
that. I do,
you could do a little doctoring up here.
I want it to be real. I'm
All
not
right.
gonna do that.
We're here for episode 92,
Yeah.
season 2, episode 34 of 14,605 and counting.
And our last few episodes have been two episodes of Secret Invasion, two episodes of Secret Invasion, a movie in there somewhere, and finally we're like, boom, we
I
got
told you
one episode to
we're on a
do.
roll. We're on a
Yeah,
roll.
we're back
We're
for
gonna
real.
do the penultimate episode. Episode 5 of Secret Invasion.
Yes.
And it is called The Harvest. And before we got on, I said, you know what? I have to grind my gears. And we're gonna talk about The Harvest right
Let's
away.
do
We're
it.
just gonna jump into it. Right.
Dive in.
All right.
Let's grind those gears.
All right, so basically the whole crux of this episode is we finally get Grobik's more so his more underlying motivation, so to speak, of this whole deal.
And
And we get Fury's underlying motivation of coming back to do all this.
they've mentioned the word harvest before,
Yep.
like in episode two, maybe in episode three. So the term is not foreign to us, but go ahead.
Yeah, so we finally get it toward the end of the episode. What is the harvest? In this conversation Fury has with Sonya, who you messaged me after you watched the episode, that
She's
she
awesome.
is quite the character. I mean, like, if you're looking for, I mean, no matter what, I feel like no matter how much you can hate on the MCU shows now, and there's a lot of it, right? You can't really hate on this character
No.
because she's just like, she's witty, she's funny, and she's a badass.
She's quirky as hell.
She has her, I mean, her zingers, her one-liners are like
Yeah.
amazing.
And like the way she kind of carries herself is to a point where she looks like she's prim and proper, like she doesn't want to get her hands dirty. She's quirky about things and how she talks and jokes around, and then she's just like bam, gunshot, boom, boom,
Yeah.
bam, she's got it.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of, I might have mentioned this movie before. You ever seen the movie My Blue Heaven?
I have not, no.
Okay, this is like one of those classic like Steve Martin movies where it's like Steve Martin, Rick Moranis. And real quick, I'll go real short with it. Steve Martin is a former like mobster. He's in witness protection and he hates it. And he gets put with he like talked on the mob, so that's why he's in witness protection. And he has an FBI
Okay.
guy on his detail who is Rick Moranis. And the
All
whole
right.
movie is like Steve Martin's this like, hey, loosey goosey kind of like funny guy, and Rick Moranis is the straight shooting, like, FBI agent. So he's trying to loosen him up through the whole movie. And throughout the movie, there's points where something happens, and he just his character Steve Martin's character just he lies about everything. He's just like, hey, I got all these books. I found them in my trunk. And they're like, why do you have 34 copies? Like, in case I want to read it more than one time. So he's always got an excuse or a story for everything. So like near the end of the movie, he kept saying I don't shoot a gun. I don't shoot a gun. And then at the end of the movie, this guy comes at him and he just boom, shoots him. And Rick Moranis's character goes, I thought you said you couldn't shoot a gun. He goes, I lied. And then he goes right into this like talk, and you're like, that was awesome, because he just straight up was like, yeah, no, I lied about it. I don't even want to do my goofy shit anymore. So that's what
Yeah.
kind of reminded me of with her, where she's just like, oh, okay, and then bam, just puts it right between this guy's eyes,
Oh
like
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah. That was awesome. And yeah, she did it so nonchalantly too.
She's my favorite character of the show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even if you hate on this series, like, she's probably, if you're going to pick one bright spot, I would think that she would be it, her character.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all right. So, you know, toward the end of the episode, Fury and Sonya, they're having a conversation in the car.
The rap music.
Talking about, oh, yeah. And then the harvest comes up.
Well, she gets, like, he gets in
doing,
and
she was like, are we really doing this? She's like, yeah,
oh, yes, we're really doing this. It was amazing. That's probably my favorite part of the episode.
You know, and then the harvest comes up. You know, what the bleep is the harvest? And then Fury goes on the battle of Earth, like, nearly every Avenger spilled blood. As soon as he said that, I'm like, what the bleep, Fury?
Yeah,
All right. And then I started rolling my eyes, and I sigh. And then he goes, yeah, you know, I had a few collectors who could blend in, quote unquote, right, to collect this DNA of the Avengers. And only I and the collectors knew of it. And then Sonya's like, oh, and Gravik was the leader. And he's like, yep.
Yeah.
I sighed. Then I thought to myself, now, I don't know if you had the exact same thought, right? But I thought to myself, Fury, did you not learn anything from what happened in Winter Soldier? Like I said, you might not have the exact same thought, but my thinking was this. This is why I sighed and I was like, Fury, what the hell, right? The whole deal in Winter Soldier, right, is that S.H.I.E.L.D. had this secret project with these helicarriers that can basically snipe anybody from space. That's a threat.
Yeah.
Right? Do we not learn anything from that type of stuff to where these little secret overt missions, right? These secret, overt, oh, we're doing this to save the world missions. So let's do this just in case that we need to save the world, right?
Yeah.
It's the same freaking idea. Like, Fury, you of all people should know by now that something's going to go wrong by doing this, right? S.H.I.E.L.D. was infiltrated by Hydra. Like, you literally have shape-shifting aliens that are working for you in this project.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong?
Right.
What could go wrong, Fury? Right. Like, did you not, like, I went right back to Winter Soldier. I'm like, this dude didn't learn anything from Winter Soldier.
So,
and Cap warned him.
Yeah.
Cap warned him. Nope. All right. Cool. All right. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, my beef with this was, so, not to always go back to this, but it's my golden standard. I have problems with plot when it's glaringly bad, like Last Jedi. You know, we've talked about this plenty of times. Okay, but with the whole, you know, with the whole light speed thing and running out of fuel, you know.
Yeah.
And I look at this and I'm like, okay, first of all, how the hell are you going across the battlefield of Earth across that battlefield and going around and going, hey, that's a little bit of DNA. Oh, that's Captain Marvel. That's Captain Marvel. Put that in this file. How? How are you scouring this giant, like, monstrous battlefield with wreckage, with dirt, mud, all that crap? How are you going to scour the entire thing and make sure you collected all the DNA and dispose of it or collect it properly? How does that happen? I mean, I know forensics experts, you know, I would love to get a forensic expert's thoughts on this, because I heard him say that and I was like, this is bleeping stupid. Like, what are you talking about, collecting all the DNA? Who's to say they didn't pocket some of it themselves, like Gravik? Who's to say he doesn't already have it and he's just playing him? He should have it. Why would he give it all to him? You know, he already obviously didn't trust him for some reason. And then, the idea of like keeping it, dispose of it. Why do you have to keep it at all?
That's what I'm saying. For what? What are you going to use this DNA for?
And
right, are you going to make you're going to make a new Captain Marvel clone? Oh, cloning sounds like a great idea in these sci-fi movies. It always goes wrong.
And then, right? And who's to say that somebody can't, like Gravik, turn into Fury, who he already did it when he shot Maria Hill, okay? Turn into him, reach out to, I don't know, Thor, anyone, and be like, hey, I need to see you for a minute. It's this top secret Avengers thing. And they walk in and you go, hey, I need to make sure this is you. Give me a DNA test. Give me some blood.
I need some fluids.
Yep. Give me something. Thanks. Nope. You're good. Okay. Thanks for stopping by. I'll let you know if I need anything. How hard would that be? It wouldn't be hard. I'm like, if they're basing this whole series on this whole thing of this harvest of DNA, it's flimsy.
Did not like it.
No,
I think we don't like it for slightly different reasons,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like we both don't like this.
Yeah.
I was just like,
I mean, of course that
really,
I get why he wants to keep, if this is the case of him keeping, you know, we don't need them to get a hold of the DNA. I get keeping the Avengers away, of the other heroes away. Fine. That makes sense. But it just
you're gonna keep them away, but you have their DNA stored somewhere.
Yes.
So it's like, that doesn't make sense.
And you're gonna go collect that doesn't it make, and give it to them?
Yeah, wait, yeah, hey Thor. You know, you spilled a little of your blood here. Here you go.
Yeah, hey, I thought you might want it back.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Now that we're talking this out, like, yeah. The whole premise of you doing this alone, well, most of it, right? We find, you know, that oh, you know, we can't call on them all the time. Like, you know, when we have a problem, we got to do it ourselves. Blah, 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 blah. But yet, you harvest their DNA.
Yeah.
Those two things don't jive.
Now, you know what? You know what I would have thought would have been better? Is if he would have had, if Fury would have had something that was like, oh, I don't know, something else. Yeah, something else. Like that would depower heroes or something like that. I don't know.
Some other type of threat.
Yeah.
Some other type of threat that can be like, oh, bleep.
And I think there have been so many of these shows in the movies where they're like, where the hell are the other Avengers? Why is it just you? And this was their way of addressing it this time. Like, no, we don't need them to get involved because the Skrulls are going to take them over. Well, you know what?
But yet there's
been a million of them on Earth since 1995. You don't think they would have done it already?
Yeah.
Why now?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I was like, this was not a banger of an episode for me.
It was not. No, it kind of like, that plot kind of like, you know, brought it down a little bit for me.
Yeah.
But I thought, all right, maybe we'll get like a banger finale.
Hopefully.
But yeah, that whole like the harvest. And the whole point of that, like, it sounds cool on the surface.
Yeah.
Like when he first said it, and I'm like, when he first said it, but then I processed it and I thought about it and I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you said you didn't need the Avengers, but yet you're holding their DNA for some reason. Right.
You know what would have been better? Here you go. I think this is infinitely better. First of all, don't explain where you got it from. The explanation was made it bad. The Battle of Earth, we harvest. I'm like, what? You know, this would have been better if he would have been like caught on to Gravik collecting DNA over the years, and if he would have intercepted all his collections but held on to them for leverage. You know, like every time one of Gravik's people, or like he knew that Gravik was interested in it, and every time he went and nabbed, Fury somehow stole it back and pissed off Gravik, and that's why he was pissed at him and was like, we need this. Nope. And he like hit it all in one spot. Like, I think that would have been a lot better.
But then in that case, like, why wouldn't he just destroy it, steals it, gets it from Gravik, and then destroy it?
Yeah, so I know.
Never get it. I mean, I know you're trying, but like, you know.
But I think it gives, if he just destroyed it and then all of a sudden Gravik gets his hands on him, he's just going to kill him. If he says, I've got it somewhere.
And then now he's like, no secret invasion series. Uh-huh.
Right. But if he's like, I have it somewhere, and he's like, oh, well, I have to keep you alive now. Keep talking, you know. Leverage. That's it.
I love that Gravik voice. Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Yeah, so that was... Yeah.
The attempted coup on Gravik was a little... that was weak, too, I think. It shows
instability. And you know what that, and you know what that showed me, okay? Like, here's another thing about this episode. All right. Gravik and the Skrulls, you know, who are leading this resistance, you know, I call it, you know, it's based on the premise that, hey, we get these humans to go to war with each other. They're going to destroy and kill each other, and we'll have a planet to ourselves. Ha ha. But this shows that you Skrulls are no better than humans.
Mm-hmm.
You're the exact same. So that kind of undermined that whole premise of the series too for me, is that these Skrulls, they don't trust each other too, just like humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll attempt a coup or, you know, uprising resistance just like humans. So, you know, you all are gonna end up in the same spot if you do get this planet.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, that's all that showed me.
And what else?
And maybe that was the point.
Yeah.
That, you know, the Skrulls are very similar or just like humans.
Well, I keep seeing comparisons of this episode, this series with the Skrulls, Ms. Marvel with the, what were they called? Well, you know who I mean. Miss Marvel with their villain. It was the, I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Falcon and Winter Soldier with the Flag Smashers. How they're all so similar. You know, disgruntled, displaced because of the blip.
Disgruntled, yep.
You know, they're kind of running the same, almost the same kind of story.
Yeah.
The backbone of a story through there.
Man, we are just taking a big crap on this episode.
It's okay. We don't have to, you know.
Yeah. I guess this is one of the shows that, we have these shows every now and then.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, we're just taking a big old dump on this one.
Well, and then they show Fury with the Widow's Veil thing. Which that was that we already had seen that technology in Black Widow, but to show that, and then it's just like, oh, so he can scroll too, you know?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just put a face on? It looks like Gravik, and walk into the middle of a big open space and go, I'm a Skrull, and I'm responsible for killing all these people, la 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 la, you know, whatever, and. And then that goes on the news, and it's like, oh, look out for this dude. And now he's like, shit, and has to put a different face on. Yeah. And you know what else I noticed, too? Like, because this was when they showed Vara, right? Is that her name? Yeah. And Gaia. It's like, hey.
Vara.
Yeah. And they show them, and it's like, hey, you know, Skrulls are looking for you to kill you, but yet you're staying in your house and staying in the same face. You're a Skrull. Why can't you change your face? But it's, you know what the problem is because they have these actresses and actors playing the human versions of the Skrulls, and they have to revert to those to get their screen time.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Gaia, guess what? You've just been outed. You're supposed to be dead. So why don't you not walk around looking like Amelia Clark? Because Gravik's going to see you and be like, oh, hey, you're alive still. That's odd.
Well, then, you know, Amelia Clark, then, you know, right, she doesn't get her screen time.
Unless they use her voice. She can voice act.
You know, what's the, you know, you got to get the big bucks, you know. Yeah. We got an actor strike, actors and a writer strike going on right now. So we got to get it while we can.
Yeah.
You know? And then what's up with Amelia Clark, by the way, playing like two syllable name characters in Disney projects? Gaia, Kira. Man,
couldn't and get a little more. She got Daenerys in the Game of Thrones.
Can get more creative, Disney. Hey. Kira.
One letter next time.
Kira. Damn. All right, cool.
Break it down.
Cool. So,
I mean, I honestly think the best part of this episode was everything with Sonya Fallsworth. With, she broke into that house with that doctor, and the guy held the shotgun on her, and she's like, "Oh, this is terribly bad. I should have really thought about this." But you know, Donald's right, and he's like, "That's not my name," and he goes, no, that's the fellow who's right behind you with
Nigel.
Pistol.
That was Nigel
with the pistol. Yeah. Yeah. And then he pokes him with it, and she goes, there it is. It's like, I love her. She's amazing.
Yeah. She was the bright spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, another big downer for me, anyway. I had this very, very confident, grandiose hot take from
Gonna let you bring that up.
You're gonna.
I didn't want to tear you down because I was really loving that hot take.
You know, I had this big, grandiose, I was super confident hot take that Rhodey was
Guy's
mom, and
yeah.
Guy, I thought it was Soren. I was pretty certain it was going to be Soren. And, you know, as with, you know, hot takes in this show, you know, we swing for the fences and sometimes we hit home runs and sometimes we give you the old, we're very Aaron Judge-ish around here. We go like,
I think
we'll hit bombs, but we will also strike out too.
And I think another good example is either hitting home runs or what we call warning track power, where you can't get it out, you can't quite get it out of the park and get caught at the fence.
Yeah, I think I just whiffed on this one.
No, this is an example where you absolutely blistered the ball and it looked like it was gonna go, and this giant gust of wind came in from right field.
And it went far.
Knocked it down, and it fell short of the fence and somebody caught it. I think that's what happened.
Oh,
because you killed that ball. Like, that ball was gone. I mean,
I crushed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you hit it and I came out of the dugout like, yeah. And I was like jumping up and down. And then I was like, oh my God, he got it at the fence. What the hell?
Yeah.
I almost had it, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. So it's not Soren.
No.
We learned through conversation that this is Rava.
Yeah. And I don't know where that name fits in, if that was one that we've heard before, but I'd have to
I
go
don't
back
think
and
we've
check.
heard that name before in the series. Yeah. So
it's interesting because now I feel like now that we know Rhodey is a Skrull, his acting changed drastically.
Oh yeah, we said that like at the top of the series when we first saw him. Like this is a very snarky Rhodey.
Well, I mean,
and now
from,
like
us finding out.
Yeah, now it's more. It's more like that conversation with Fury at the hospital with the president. Like,
you know,
like it was.
I got a bit of a grind my gears on that.
Uh oh.
So Rhodey's supposed to be like Colonel Rhodes, and he's the president's like one of his biggest advisors, and he has his security detail. And are they Skrulls too? Because he's just out there talking about, you go talk to Gravik. And it's like, why are these guys not turning around? Like, who the hell are you talking about, Rhodey? That bothered me.
I think,
because he got like all those Secret Service guys pointing guns at Fury, and he's like, you tell Gravik I said something. He's like, you tell him yourself. And those guys have got to be like, who the F is Gravik? What are you talking about?
Like, okay, I can kind of like, all right, during my brief time in the police academy and law enforcement, right? Yes, they maybe some of them may be thinking that, maybe. But I think from that perspective, you know, Secret Service, law enforcement, etc., like, your mission isn't really to concern yourself with conversation and innuendo. You're just like, all right, like if this dude shoots Rhodey, like he's getting a bullet in his head. Or yeah, if Rhodey says okay, he's getting a bullet in his head.
I think another thing too is why couldn't Rhodey have responded differently? Like if he's like, you tell, and Fury's like, you tell Gravik, blah blah blah, and Fury and Rhodey would be like, I don't know who you're talking about, man. You sound crazy. You shouldn't be here. This is why you shouldn't be by the president, guys. We have blah blah blah. You know, like instead of,
well, I think at that point, like I think it's arrogance at that point. Like that's why, to me, how I looked at it, like that's why he spoke Gravik's name so freely. Like maybe the Secret Service men and Skrulls, yes, but like even if they weren't, even if they're humans, like I think at that point he's so cocky. Like,
yeah,
you know, because the plan is now in place. Like, yeah, there was a strike. He already sent the footage out with Maria Hill out already.
Yeah.
So at that point, he's just cocky, I think.
Yeah.
Or she, or whatever.
Like, yeah, that was something that bothered me too. It was just like, come on, man. So,
but I smashed it last week. I crushed it, and
yeah. Hey, how many have I hit into the wall? Like, not even looked good off the bat, but nope.
Yeah. I mean, but this is like, this was like bottom of the ninth.
Oh.
Two outs, full count, and that could have been walk-off.
Yeah.
That was a walk-off right there.
Yeah.
And,
You know, hey, it's okay. I'll take hot take back. It's okay.
You know. So, like, yeah, that just hurt my soul in the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, when he said the name, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It made such a point of doing it, too.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm curious to see where this goes. I feel like one thing we know we're going to get is they've got to get Rhodey and other humans out of those pods. Because
yes,
there's a show coming up with Rhodey in it. You know what I mean? Like,
they made a point to say that, yeah, like Fury doesn't want World War III and he doesn't want innocent Skrulls and the humans inside to be killed.
Yeah.
Like they made a an effort to point that out. Like, yeah, there are Skrulls in that compound, yes, but there are humans too.
Yes. And then at the end with him going in the mausoleum and pulling out this, like, changing his jacket and changing his eye patch and getting all this, I was like, what is this? You know, I'm like,
I kind of laughed at the eye patch. Because, yeah. Like, all right, we're five episodes in without the eye patch. Like, what the bleep is the point of it at this point?
Like, yeah, I mean,
is this eye patch have a gun in it or something? Like, what? Like, what are you gonna?
Does this eye patch have some special technology that lets him see? Yeah, who's right. Scrolling, stuff scrolling like, what's not, the
point
you know?
Of the eye patch at this point?
You know, so there's something.
Maybe the eye patch might come back into play. Something.
There's something really funny. I just thought of this. So in the comic books, in Secret Invasion, there's a character called 3D Man. And I'm gonna pull this up real quick because I want to get this right. 3D Man, Marvel. Come on. And because I read this.
Marvel.
So he's 3D Man, and come on, pull it up. His powers are, he has the ability to see Skrulls in their original form. And it has to do with his glasses, I believe.
Oh, so with the eye patch, you're saying that maybe he could see Skrull and who's
I not. Would love to see them do a nod at 3D Man with that.
But if that's the case, then why the hell didn't he just pull that eye patch out five episodes
ago? And save Maria Hill and save everybody.
Yeah, so that kind of that would really piss me off, actually, if that were the case. Like, yeah, what?
he's three times, so 3D Man being three times the physical capabilities of an extremely human, but he has this like limited quasi telepathic ability to perceive the distinctive aura of the Skrull race. And I feel like I remember it was like whenever he put these goggles of his on, and I remember that from the comic because he was seeing them. I was like, what the hell am I looking at? And, that would be funny if that eye patch had something like that. But yeah, again, it would be like, why didn't you use this before? Don't tell Maria's mom that you have this, because she's going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you, Fury? My daughter died and you didn't even use this special weapon that you have, you know?
Yeah.
And speaking of Black Widow, with the Widow's Veil, they brought back Mason.
Yeah, we got a cameo. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that was another bright spot. Thank you. He was kind of funny. Yeah, yeah. He was like, he'd take a nap. You're grumpy, right? Yeah. Now.
Which is funny because he sleeps all the time. He was always sleeping every time you saw him. And
yeah.
I sent you a picture of 3D Man. You're gonna laugh when you see him. He's
3D Man. Right.
It's kind of goofy because it's like red and green. I feel like that has to do with like 3D glasses.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely an old school comic.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, they could update that if they were, you know.
Sure. But yeah, I mean,
I love these old school comic covers though.
Yeah, I do too.
They speaking of which, like, if you haven't already, you should watch goes for all our listeners. You should watch the Stan Lee documentary on Disney Plus.
Okay.
That was really cool.
Yeah, have not done that.
It talks about, you know, how he started his early life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I saw this cover and it very much reminds me of that documentary. So very nice. Good documentary.
Okay.
So
I had one more thing I wanted to throw out there. I'm gonna try for another attempt at a hot take here.
Are you gonna swing here?
I'm gonna swing.
Here we go.
I don't know why I have this like weird, strange feeling that Sonya Fallsworth will end up being a Skrull for some reason. I'm just going to lay it out there. I don't even like it, but I have to say it because I had a feeling.
That would be a very awesome twist.
Yeah.
I don't Her even motivation like motivation would have to be explained, though.
I'm going to redact it. I don't even like it.
Her motivation would have to be, I mean, that would be a definite double pump fake in reverse. But they would have to really explain that. Like, what's her motivation? They have the time because these last couple episodes have been like 30 some minutes. So,
this one's gonna be 25.
You got some time in the bank for this episode.
Hold up, let's go to IMDb. We're gonna look up Secret Invasion. We're gonna go to episode 6. See if it has anything. Episode length. Come on, give me something.
Give me a
let me be disappointed now and not then.
gosh. Like, I will, if I see a number that starts with 3 when I open Disney Plus next Wednesday.
It doesn't have a number. Yeah, but we've got 53, 56, 42, 36, 37. That's what we've got this so far.
Yeah, I will be extremely disappointed.
Yeah. But they definitely, I feel like the loose ends they've got to tie up. They've got to figure out how to get Rhodey back to non-Skrull.
That's the biggest. That's one of the biggest things, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are we, the whole Rhodey deal? Because yeah, we got Armor Wars coming.
And how is he the only Skrull?
He's probably not.
Avenger probably that not. We've seen.
Yeah, he's probably not.
And I mean, honestly, I mean, okay, let's be honest. So, Gravik and his contingent, he said there's 500 of them living there, but there's a million Skrulls on Earth. Okay. If they somehow find a way to take out Gravik, fine, but that shouldn't be the end of the Skrulls, obviously.
Right.
But I feel like I would be so pissed if they wrap this and they're like, oh, all the Skrulls are leaving. All right, bye, Skrulls.
No.
We found you a new planet. Wait, don't do it.
And then Fury, you know, he's called somebody like, it's time. Let's end this.
Yeah.
Who's he talking to?
I know.
Now,
are we gonna get Captain Marvel?
Now, okay, so that would be the logical answer. That's the one that makes sense. Like, that's the one that, you know, doesn't take a lot of thought. Like, oh, that makes sense. Captain Marvel, that's who he's talking to.
Or,
right? Or,
is it, why am I so bad at remembering names in the moment?
He says, all right, it's time. So, meaning he's known this person for a good while. Let's finish this. So, this person is aware of this whole Skrull thing.
What if it's Monica Rambeau?
It very much could be. And you know what? I'm going to send you a picture. And I was scrolling through the whole Twitter machine today. I didn't really think about the tweet, but I just could not unsee the picture. Like, it's one of those deals where, you know, we try to like avoid articles and stuff before we podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't unsee this.
Okay.
And All right, come on, T-Mobile. Here it is. There's a there you go. That is the picture of Gaia and Monica from Captain Marvel.
God, that would be so perfect if she did.
And I could not unsee that picture. And I'm like,
Yes.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
And it would be perfect. That makes a whole
lot of sense.
When you see the first trailer for the Marvels, they show her out in space, and then all of a sudden she's Kamala instead.
Yeah.
So that means Fury and her are working on something. So that would be something for her to come down and get her hands dirty.
Yeah, and then that would lead right into the Marvels movie.
Yeah, right?
Which is the next movie on the slate.
Yeah.
Maybe the only movie that we'll have in a good while.
You know what would be right?
Shit. You know, everybody's on strike.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, I actually saw an article about the Marvels, and it had to do with like the release date and a new poster. And I always see these things and I'm like, let's see what people are saying. And I
see that's your problem right there. See, I don't open the comments. And when I do, I just kind of like scroll and then move on.
So I saw scrolling down the comments, I didn't see a negative one at all. Blown away.
That's rare.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
All of you people are actually like liking this?
This was about the poster.
Yeah. What about the movie too? Because there's people like, I can't wait to see this movie. I was like, damn, this is great.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah, I would love to see her in the finale.
Yeah, I could not unsee that picture.
Yeah.
So I'm like, And they already name dropped Carol Danvers.
Yep.
So maybe they're trying to lead us down that path. But then give us the old swerve, right? As they call them, the wrestling business, right? Yeah, you know, they give us the old swerve.
Wrestling.
I've been watching a lot of wrestling lately, too.
Yeah.
Like, my whole mentality is, like, shifted now, because now I'm thinking, like, everything in life, like, oh, that's a work. Oh, everybody's in on it. Oh, they planned that. Something happens. Oh, that's a work. Like,
you're all in on work right now, honestly.
Yeah, you know. Ugh. So maybe they're trying to give us the old swerve by name dropping Carol Danvers in this episode. You know.
Yeah. Well, you got one of the Marvels.
And then pull out Monica Rambeau.
Yeah.
So
that would also be a good opportunity, because we've seen what Kamala Khan, Kamala can do with her own series. We know what Carol Danvers can do.
Speaking of which, quick sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that she's going to be writing the new Ms. Marvel comic?
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah.
I was like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
She's living the dream right now.
Yeah.
She plays it in the MCU and she's writing the comic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which explains why they killed her off.
Yeah.
So,
well, there was a whole thing with like Krakoa and her being a mutant, or
yeah. And then she said, I think she said something which was just totally ridiculous. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. Like, yeah, we're making this new human or X-Men origin or mutant origin, but we're not. Totally dismissed. We're not dismissing the Inhuman origin. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But then when I read that, I'm like, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm like, that's exactly what you're doing. You are retcon. you are retconning her origin.
Yeah.
Like that's literally what you're doing. I can't remember the exact quote, but like I just remember reading it and I'm like, no, that's what you're doing. But again, I thought it was awesome that she's going to be writing a comic.
Yeah.
So
it would be, honestly, at this point, they should just take the Inhumans that they like yoink them, yeah. Scrap the rest of them, turn them into mutants, retcon it. Sorry for your troubles. We're mutants now. And shake hands and be done with it.
I mean, yeah. So
we're gonna have
about,
to see.
So we're gonna have about to see the whole Inhuman series. We just.
I never watched it.
So.
Yeah. Well, at this point, we need to have the resolution we need from this show is some kind of ending for the feud between Gravik and got to get Rhodey back in his original body. I feel like if they do that and they save all these other humans, they're going to automatically just absolve Nick Fury of his wrongdoings and bring to light that there are Skrulls in our midst, which might force them off planet or something. Or some of them, at least. Which Fury's not going to like because he's trying to help them.
Yeah.
But if they save all those humans that are in the pods, I mean, they're going to have to go back to being their normal selves.
Or somebody else. One or two.
Yeah. Which is also a funny kind of pseudo blip reference. You have people living two different lives, and all of a sudden, oh hey, can I have my life back? Got my house
back.
Well,
he's gonna. He's gonna go to the compound. So I would imagine that at the compound, if I had a crystal ball here in the compound, that's where he discovers the real Rhodey. And
right,
you know, well, unhooks him out of the pod.
We still haven't seen that part where Gaia sees that like sea of pods, you know. You've seen it in like a trailer or here or there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she looks across this blue room of like electric blue lit pods. So
yeah, I think that's the first order of business, or one of the first orders. First order is to get Rhodey out of his pod and be like, "Hey, Rhodey, I understand you might be a little groggy because you had a little nap for a second." But we would really be helpful if we load up that war machine suit.
Yes,
right now.
Yeah. That would be dope.
Yeah,
give us a Rhodey war machine.
I mean, that would, you know, be a nice little prelude to Armor Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the hell that's going to happen, because everybody's on strike.
So. Give the people what they want.
You know, whatever that stuff happens, which we haven't talked about on this show, like, the longer this strike happens, like, they paused Deadpool production because of these strikes. So, like, the deeper this stuff goes, naturally, we're going to start to see stuff get pushed back.
We've already kind of been through that with COVID.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean.
So.
Or,
you know, stuff getting just scrapped altogether.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably, we talked about it too. We joked about it. But that's probably why Bob Iger came out with that statement. Like, oh, we're going to focus on, you know, less moving forward. Well, yeah, because we got flipping strikes with the actors and the writers.
There's no problems here. We're just going to tone it down until the strike goes away. we found more money in the vault. We're going to start ramping up production again.
So. But yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so overall, I think it looks like that... we're both kind of disappointed with this
episode.
fair to say.
I mean, it's been pretty good so far. I just think it's...
it's plot things for us.
Yeah, I feel like instead of trying to throw a show out there to be like, hey, let's do the Skrulls, it's like, why don't... let's really formulate what we want to do here. Let's figure the plot out right instead of saying we need to have this ready to go by this time because it, in the sequence it goes... I think that's their problem, is they try to sequence things so orderly that they end up rushing plot development just to get things passed on the writing, to get into production and do all that stuff. And it's like... I think it just needs to be... I don't want to knock the writers because I know they're going through their strike and everything, but it's like, if they're just doing it without having a lot of...
nobody raised their hand like, hey, do we really want to go with the whole Avengers DNA thing?
Right.
When we just established that, hey, we want to try to make this so that we don't need them.
Right.
And Fury gave this whole, yeah, you know, my superpower is the thing that my mama gave me in between my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I can't handle myself, basically, then maybe I just am a pile of dust, right? Paraphrasing what he said.
Yeah.
But, like...
Let's look at the fact that the first Avengers movie dealt with a global threat. The Endgame and Infinity War both dealt with intergalactic species and global threat, and the Avengers were all involved in those. So you're going to tell me that we're looking at World War III here, and Fury's like, I got to do it myself. Like that.
And we don't need the Avengers, yet I collected all their DNA for
we don't need
some
these,
reason.
Yeah, we don't need these superheroes to always be saving us. It's like,
but we need their DNA, though. They do. We don't need them, but we need their DNA.
Yeah exactly. I feel like, you know, it's starting to look like a little more evident that I feel like some of these scripts are getting rushed. I feel like they're getting rushed.
Yeah, because I mean, somebody didn't raise their hand and be like, hey, maybe this whole harvest thing, like, it kind of undermines like what Fury is trying to prove here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not one person raised their hand, and you know, or maybe they did and they got fired, but I don't know.
Yeah. Their hands up, and they're like, anybody? Anybody? Anyone have a question? No hands raised. This person's like, me.
Yeah.
We'll talk afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. Like, it just consult with somebody who has knowledge of this thing, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
This we'll see what this final episode's like. Hopefully it's the banger of bangers, you know.
I'm telling you, like, if I'm gonna open up Disney Plus in the morning, right? I'm telling you, if the number of minutes starts with 3, your phone is gonna be going off the hook at like 5 a.m.
Yep.
31
minutes.
That number better not start with 3.
If it starts with 4,
I mean, if it starts with 4, I'll still be upset, but not as peeved if it starts with 3.
That time better start with a 5. Better start with a 5.
If it's like 48, 49, I could live with that.
Maybe.
Because I'd rather not have filler.
Right.
Like, you know, the last episode that was like 38 minutes, 39?
Yeah.
But it was like...
it was straight
that
heat.
Was a solid 38 minutes.
Yeah.
You know. But I just can't, for the finale, I can't handle something that's 30-something for the finale.
Yeah.
So.
Well, We'll see what we get. That'll be Wednesday next week. The finale of Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if we stay on this roll, we'll be podcasting next week about it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. You got anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this might be a record for one of our shortest episodes.
Yes. I almost said it at the top, but...
See, that's what happens. You don't say it at the top, then it happens.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Okay. But it also helps that we didn't have like five episodes to cover.
Hey, tonight we're going to talk about three episodes of this show, two episodes
tonight
of this
we're
show,
we're going to talk about
movie.
The whole Skywalker saga.
We've got a whole month of shows to catch up on. Ooh, boy. Strap in. It's going to...
No.
Oh. All right. Well, that wraps it up for us. So here we go. For Hawkeye Rye, this is Hot Take Jake. And as always...
As always...
Hold on to your butts.
Boom.